position as a propounder of the increase in supply has shifted that. On the other hand, there's a tremendous urge to do something dramatic, and I think John Connolly, the last I talked with him anyway,
he's still afraid. He doesn't seem to be doing anything dramatic. The part is, well, we can't do something wrong.
Pierre Renfrey, who was in favor of Phase 3, thinks that we're in a wildly bad situation.
I know.
Many people do. And I always want to be sure you see that side of it.
I see it.
Try to see that my views are not the only views by a long shot.
I see it, and I know that there are people that say, Christ, do something. But every time I look at overcharge, Stein hasn't changed his view, has he?
No, he sent you an interesting little memo that I wrote a little note over the top of that kind of goes through the arguments as he sees them. He's in Europe this week.
I know. Well,
it's important to recognize that Phase 3 is not a sort of static thing that was put into place and there it is. It's an administrative process. And I think one of our problems is, one day I think you and John Erwinman and I were discussing, one of our problems is that the sense of an administrative presence has not come through to the country. And partly that's been because it's been dominated by other things, particularly for a long while, the congressional action on and fooling around with the wage price system. But we are making our presence felt more, and I've gotten a hold of Bill Baroudi, who understands how to do these things better than I do, and sort of trying to get him working with Dunlop to see if we can make this presence felt and known about. In the meantime, many things are going pretty well.
Like
the wage bargaining.
Yeah,
with all the rough talk from the union people, the settlements so far are fine. And I spent quite a little time and went to a big dinner and took him out playing golf with Fitzsimmons and talked to Einermann and quite a few of the Teamster guys. And I don't think we're going to have a big problem with that Teamster contract. And that's a big one. And the GE seems to be coming pretty well. Rubber came in all right. So far, with our...
And also, the CPI is going to start to, it's going to go up a huge amount the next 4 or 5 months,
We'll have, as you said in your message at the time, we're going to have some rough price performances ahead, but I think it is going to gradually settle down. And if we freeze, then where do you go from there? If we put in controls, then it's going to explode on you at some point. Where do you go from there?
The present time, I told Tom, I said, I don't have a better plan. And I said, I'm not going to do something wrong simply because people say, gee, it'd be great if the president did something very exciting right now. Now, let's stay through.
In the back of my mind, this is why I brought up the budget business and the possibility of getting a balanced budget. I think that continued pounding on that and showing that we are getting some.